STM32 Timer Example Applications. Read the article to learn how to work with STM32 timers, including examples on STM32 CubeID. Introduction. Many microcontrollers implement timers in hardware. These timers can be built into the microcontroller's core or implemented as a peripheral. An STM32 timer is a versatile peripheral used in different timing-related applications. These applications include general-purpose counter events, pulse generation, time measurement, and pulse width generation. Advanced timer features, motor control, power conversion, and advanced timer algorithm applications are also available. The scope of this article focuses on using Blue Pill's general-purpose timers on STM32 CubeID, although you may see similar features of this kind of timer from other STM32 microcontrollers. Here, you'll find many STM32 timer example codes. The General Purpose Timer Peripheral. A Blue Pill's General Purpose Timer is a 16-bit up-down auto-reloaded timer. It has a 16-bit prescaler and includes interrupt, DMA generation, quadrature encoder, and Hall effect circuitry. Additionally, it has four independent channels. These channels can be an input capture, an output compare, a PWM generator, or a one-pulse mode output. There is also a trigger input to control specific timer operations. There are a total of four timers on the Blue Pill. Timer 1 is an advanced control timer, while timers 2 to 4 are general-purpose timers. How to use the general-purpose timer? The fastest way to set up and configure the timers is through STM32 CubeMX graphical interface. You can access STM32 CubeMX through STM32 CubeID. With this, you get a full-featured integrated development environment with a graphical configurator, file editor, compiler, and debugger. STM32 CubeIDE was previously discussed in this blog. For the example timer use cases, it's important to look back at that blog as it continues from there. Use case as a timer update event, non-interrupt based. Here is a crude example of using basic timer update events on an STM32 device. Here, the low-level timer functions are used to make the example clearer. The timer is activated by enabling its clock source to be the internal clock. The prescaler value is set to 1000, while the counter period is set to 7200. The timer should overflow after 1 second since the system clock is 72 MHz. The video demo below illustrates the setup using STM32 CubeMX. You can add user code parts in main once the source code is generated. You'll see that you must enable the counter first through ll_tim_enable_counter_tim2 before entering the main loop. After that, you can immediately check the flag timer flag. If the timer flags, it means almost 1 second has gone by. An LED is toggled to see this. After this event, clear the timer flag so it can be detected again to repeat the same process. Use case as a timer update event, interrupt based. Below, hal_timer functions and a timer interrupt is used for this use case. With this setup, you don't need to poll the internal timer flag consistently. You simply wait for the timer interrupt to happen. However, an external volatile timer flag variable is set here to make the code look structured. Like the previous example, you can poll this flag to know when to toggle the LED. Alternatively, you can put the LED toggle code inside the interrupt handler routine to avoid polling for a timer flag variable. Below is the modified main C and STM32 of 1X says underscore it. C. The next series of blogs will continue on different STM32 timer-related topics. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled STM32 Timer Example Applications. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.